Revolbi Cheshbon HaNefesh LeYom HaDib. It's Cheshbon HaNefesh to the Day of Judgment. I Rosh Hashanah. Stam Umiyuchad. So the title is Stam, like in general, Umiyuchad and specific, B'Talmud Chacham. Let's go. Bir'anu la'atzmeinu. We clarify to ourselves. Efsha, it's impossible. Va'aso lishe'er la'olam stam adam. So it's interesting, Lashni is saying.
I don't want you to see if I fall asleep.
It's impossible, says Revolbi, and it's forbidden for a person to remain in the category of being a stam adam.
To be a general guy?
Yeah, to be a just regular guy. Also for you to be a regular guy. Okay?
If EFSHA to be...
What does it mean, EFSHA? You can be. It doesn't mean EFSHA. He means
be.
There's the hechrach of life. The concept of living forces a person not to be a stam adam. That means your purpose in life is to get out from being just a person.
Regular dude.
Yeah. So now he's saying, Adam Nivra Yechidi. Man was created alone. Ubechotem HaYechidut. And the Chotem, how do you say Chotem? The. And this imprint of being a Yochid, a single person. Hutpa kol Adam is in the nature of every person. Yachidi ba Adam biyom hadin. And therefore this person comes into Yom Hadin, to Rosh Hashanah, yachidi lifnei bor'o. That's what it says in the Mishnah. That everyone is judged on Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah, kibnei maron. What's kibnei maron? They go up singly and they're judged singly. That means the judgment on Yom Kippur, and maybe I'll explain on Rosh Hashanah, the judgment on the first day, this is how Rav Dessler explains why we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. The first day is Dinah Kasher, the Tloshon of the Zohar. It's a harder din. And the second day is what's called Dinah Rafia, a weaker din, a softer din. So Rav Dessler explains, on the first day, a person is judged alone, as himself. On the second day, he's judged still alone, but in comparison to the rest of the world. What do I mean by that? Say, chas v'shalom, a person was chayev, whatever, he was chayev on the first day. On the first day, he'd be judged chayev. On the second day, he wouldn't be judged because, say, his wife or his kids need me, or his friends or his acquaintances, whatever, they need him. And they don't deserve to lose that acquaintance. He will be saved from Midas Adin. That's why the second day is called Din Arafia, softer din. So the question asks is, what about in Eretz Yisrael when there were 1 or 2 days Rosh Hashanah? So he explains with Desla, so his man Beis Hamikdash, when Klalis were on a higher level, they only needed 1 day Rosh Hashanah. When they were on a lower level, they needed 2 days Rosh Hashanah, because they needed also the Din Arafia to pass through Din, the softer Din to pass through Din. V'im kva amad al yechiduto. He stood in Din according to his personal self. Alav lishtatef b'hadi tzibura. Upon him now to become part and to a shutef, a partner, so to speak, with the rest of the tzibur. So that means the avoda of a person is avoda of a yochid. First, he fixes himself. And when, as a fixed person, now obviously no one's a completely fixed person, but fixed enough, complete enough, then he becomes part of the tzibur. Then he goes and becomes part, mishtatef, with the tzibur. Then he goes into the tzibur. There's a famous story of Rasul Salanta. I always say this story. That he wanted to change the world. And he was a person with tremendous kochot. He was the one who was the founder of the Muslim movement. So he thought he could change the world. He realized he couldn't change the world. At least his country. Even that he realized, no. His city, no. His town, no. His family, no. Himself. That's all he can change. By changing himself, he realized, he can change his family, he can change his town, he can change his city, he can change his country, change the whole world. It has a rippling effect. When a person, and when are the first people, I mean, this isn't the Chiddush of Yisrael, this is the Chiddush of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was the Eva HaYarden, right? He was Ivri, he was separate from the rest of the world. But his Hashkafa, his teachings, changed the world. The way to change the world is through education, but not education that you tell people what to do, education that you live according to who you are, and through example you educate the world. And then if they ask you, you can educate them. Kamo Sheha'ala, the leaf, Yonek Kochiuto Mina Aids, gets all its nourishment from the tree. Kach Ha'adam, so a person, Yonek Hiuto Mina Klal, he gets his sustenance from the Klal, from the community. Vamenatek Atzmo Mina Klal, someone who separates himself from his community, or from the community in general. Nichrat mimekochiyuto. He's separated, he's cut off from the source of his chiyus, of his life. He's saying, first a person has to perfect himself, and then he has to connect with the klal. And the connection to the klal is so important that if he doesn't have that, he's separating from the place of his sustenance. Okay, the question was, what's this big Kiddush? He just told you that the chotem of a person, the stamp of a person, the imprint of a person, is to be alone. To a certain extent, man, when he was created, how, what's the apostle says? When man was created, it says, Lotov hiyot adam levado. It's not good for man to be alone. Eselo eza konegdo. I'll make him a helper against him. That means man's creation was as a lonely being. Man's existential crisis is about his loneliness. Man, wherever he is in life, there's always part of man which he can't share with other people, or a depth, or aspects of himself. Marriage, doesn't matter what we call marriage, marriage or to a wife, or to your connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, or man and his neshama, which are all three aspects called Isha, right? Wife. Man's loneliness is only solved when man has full expression. Now you know, right? The man got to know the animals and then he recognized how lonely he was. Because man could not fully express himself as Adam Arishon with the animals. He needed someone on his stature to be expressive. Man, throughout his plight or his life, has this feeling of loneliness. He feels separate. He feels he's not fully expressive of who he is. Man can only be fully expressive of himself if he's connected to the klal. Man is a yochid. There's always going to be that yichidut in man, that one, you know, that separateness in man. But man's plight, man's purpose in life, is to express all aspects of himself in the world, in all facets of his nature. And that is the chibur to the tzibur. That's a connection to the tzibur.
Lechein, Rabbeinu ha Guri Salanta u'talmidav, right? Yisrael Salanta and his students. Lo nil'u l'hagish, they didn't prevent from making a point. Ki ha'etza ha'yichida, the best way, or the only way, liskot bedin hi, to be zoche in the din of Rosh Hashanah, liot ish shurabim tzrichim lo, to be a person that other people need you. That's what we said that Rav Dessler calls dinarafia. That means when other people need you, you won't be nidon on your level alone. You won't be judged on your level alone. You'll be judged on your level in relationship to other people.
Such a highlight.
So he says now, hahashlama, the completion, hamitbakeshet le'inyan zehi. In other words, what does a person need to get to that completion? Levar'eh inyan stam. So he's saying, now I start off, he's saying, you can't be a stam adam. V'yichidut v'klal. You can't be, stam means you can't be part of being a lone man. You have to be a man of the klal. B'toch tchum shel tera. Within the tchum, within the boundaries or the extensions of Torah. K'dei la'amod al zeh, aleinu l'mod bi'iyun, ha'sugya besota kaf aleph amod aleph. What does it mean? And this is basically what he's going to say. In order to be not a stam ben adam, is not to be an ish yochid. To be an ish haklal. An ish that the tzibur needs you, that you're mashpia on the tzibur, and you're not a stam ben adam. That's what a person is. I'm not going through life to improve myself. I'm not going through the process of learning Torah or doing whatever I'm doing or searching for meaning or searching for truth because that's my plight in life. Now, we could think that. And without Revolvi here, we would think that. My tafkid in life is to have a kesher with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Me and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's it. Here, Revolvi is saying, no. Yes, you have to have a kesher with a Revolvi. Yes, that's the beginning of your avoda. Yes. But know that you are a yochid. Yes, that you're Isha Klal. You take your Avodas Hashem and you give that to the Klal. That's a Chiddush. That's a big Chiddush. You get up in the morning, you daven Shacharis. You put on tefillin, before you daven Shacharis, right? You put on tefillin, you do all the things, you do Netilas Yadayim, all the things that you're necessary to do, you brush your teeth because you want to look, you know, you want to say things with a proper, right? You meeting yourself up, stand in front of a melech. You put on your nice, you know, clothes. You stand in front of a melech. You know, festivals we dress up, right? Because it's the closeness. Shabbos we dress up. Who are you doing this for? You're doing this because you want a kesher. You want a connection to your Creator. That's it.
No.
There's another chiddush here. And I'm going to explain to you this. It's such a beautiful chiddush. Klal Yisrael areivim ze leze. You're mixed up, says the Rashash. Now listen to what the Rashash says. Your soul is mixed up with all the souls of Klal Yisrael. You fix something in you, you fix up something in the whole Jewish people. So you putting on tefillin is the whole Jewish people, to a certain extent, putting on tefillin. You learn Torah, part of the neshama of your friend in Stanford his soul is getting improved from your learning Torah, and that's going to affect him to want to learn Torah.
So he's now reading, we're going to read the Gemara in Sota, Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Etzu darash Rabbi Menachem bar Yosi. Ki ne mitzvah v'tera o. Ne is against the mitzvah. You know what a ner is? Candle. A ner is not candle. A ner is an earthenware vessel that you have in it oil and a wick, and then you have a flame.
What?
Right, let's go. Tala hakatuv et a mitzvah v'ner. The pasuk connects mitzvah to the vessel, right? The oil. Ver hatera the or, and the terror to the light. Et a mitzvah b'ner, the mitzvah is connected to the ner, lo malacha, to teach you, ma ner eino megina, the ner, the vessel, doesn't protect, ele lefi sha'a, it only protects you at the time that you're doing the mitzvah, right? Or it only protects you according to the moment, af mitzvah eina magina ela lefi sha'a. The mitzvah only protects you lefi sha'a. So et ha-tera bo'o, the Torah is considered by light, lo malacha ma'o megin la'olam, just as light protects you forever, af ha-tera megina la'olam. Mashal la'adam, it's a comparative to a person, shai ma'alach be'ishon laila, that goes in the darkness of the night. Vafilu, vafela, very dark. Umitiara mina kotzim vabrakim, and he's frightened from the like the thorns and the barkanim, like different types of thorns. Umina pchatim, and from the holes in the ground. Umichayara, and from wild bad animals. Uminalistim, from the stealers. Ve'enu yodea be'ezi derech mahalach, he doesn't know which way to go. Nizdamna lo avuka, he came upon a torch, shel or, of light. Nitzol mina kotzim, he saved from the kotzim, mina pchatim, mina brakim, he saved from the thorns, from the holes, and from the other types of thorny things. Vadai mityar mechayara, he's still frightened from the bad, wild animals, the bad animals, mina listim, and from the stealers. He still doesn't know which way to go. Kivin shala amud hashachar, when came the rising of the pillar of dawn, nitzol michayara, he saved from the wild animals, minalistim, from the stealers. V'adayin enu yodeh be'ezi derech mahalach, he still doesn't know which way to go. Higiel leprasha strochim, he comes to a place of different roads, a separation of roads. Nitzol mikulam, then he's saved from everything. My parsha strochim, what's parsha strochim? Amar Chista, ze talmid chochem, this is a talmid chochem, the yom hamita, on the day of his death, that's parsha strochim. Nachum ba Yitzchak ama, ze talmid chochem, this is a talmid chochem, the year at chetzon, his fear of sin. Mazutra ama, Mazutra said, ze talmid chochem, the salkale shmata aliva de hilchata, that when he learns a sugya, he learns it to halacha. Tosfos, ze talmud chacham, the salkale shmata ta aliva de hilchata, that learns the sugya according to the halacha that comes out. Tema, veich nitzol mikulam, how does it make him safe from everything? Halo lo nitzol miyetzara, he's not safe from his yetzara. Beidna de lo asik b'Torah, at the time that he's not learning Torah. V'yesh lo ma, Tosfos gives an answer. Stam tamid chochem, Toroto umnoto. His Torah is his livelihood. V'osik, and he's learning it. Umahar herba, and he's thinking of it. Kol sha'a, every moment. The Eina Holech, and he doesn't go 4 amas below Terah.